questions. This man couldn't have traveled so far without transportation. Where is his skip? Where are his provisions? Why hasn't the sand buried him? As his headset crackled to life, he lowered the lenses. There is no sign of anything of note, Your Highness. We've searched the surrounding 2 kilometers. Any more unusual readings, Captain? Nothing. He shot a glance at the young lieutenant who stood expectantly beside him. Wolf's patrols were always officer-heavy, usually with many newly commissioned. The general had made that request years ago in an effort to demonstrate to his subordinates how the weight of command should be carried. It was a mantle Wolf had worn without strain since birth. Let's go. They moved swiftly to their abandoned skips, using the economical movements that were innate to the inhabitants of a desert planet. Just as they prepared to mount the slender bikes, the ground rumbled ominously. The source was easily recognized, and Wolf cursed his failure to foresee the trap. Loosening the restraint of the glaive-hilt holster attached to his thigh, he yelled out a warning. Leaping onto his skip, he engaged the power and tugged hard on the controls, flying away just before the small enemy borer emerged from the sand. "I can't get a distress call out!" cried the panicked lieutenant. The rest of the patrol assembled into the V-shaped group formation and sped farther into Dashir territory. "They're blocking it!" Wolf's tone was grim. "Damn it, they must have been boring their way through the sand for days. Why didn't they show up on the scanners? We were directly over them." "The power was off. Without that signature, they were effectively invisible." Wolf was highly conscious of the powerful hum of the borer behind them. The warning blip that had sparked their investigation must have been made as the transport entered Dashir from Sari before the engines had been turned off. The corpse was merely the lure that ensured the anomaly wasn't dismissed as a malfunction. "How the hell could they stay under without environmental controls?" "With desperation," the captain muttered, flying upward as a warning shot from the borer spewed sand into a cloud before him. "That's not a Saurian borer. They're mercenaries." Studying the upcoming landscape through his navigational scanner, Wolf said, "We can't outrun them. Break up over the rise. Circle the rock outcropping." Clearing the embankment, the patrol separated into 2 lines. Another shot from the borer hit its mark, sending a skip spinning briefly before it exploded and killed the soldier who rode it. The rest of the men bent lower as they sped toward the multi-towered rock formation that rose as monoliths from the desert floor. Wolf cursed when a well-aimed shot from the borer crumbled a tower of red rock. Blood-colored dust billowed as a horrifying cracking sound rent the air. Glancing down at his console, he saw transport-sized debris break loose, crashing down upon the other half of his patrol. From the loss of readout, he knew only a few survived. Rounding the corner, he saw an opening that could give them a fighting chance. "Dismount," he ordered, weaving his skip between the monoliths. "Draw them out in the open." In the center of the rock outcropping was a circular patch of sand. They set down, alighted, and fanned out, forming an outward-facing circle. Drawing their glaives, they engaged the powerful blades and waited, the tension palpable. Phaser fire shook the ground beneath them, but they were safe inside. The gaps and crevices between the various obtrusions were large enough for a skip to enter, but not the borer, which was much bigger. If the attackers wanted to kill them, they'd have to come in on foot and fight hand to hand. The waiting was endless. Sweat coursed down Wolf's temple. The rest of his skin stayed dry only by benefit of the dammer suit, which regulated his body temperature.
"We just want the prince!"
The words echoed around them.
"Give him to us, and the rest of you can live!"
Wolf felt the anger that spread through his ranks.
"You'll have to kill us first!"
the captain challenged.
"I was hoping you would say that," came the laughing reply.
Then blaster fire lit the air and was deflected by the quick movement of a glaive. The powerful laser blade, more than a match for the inelegant handgun. Almost before he could blink, Wolf found his man.